I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We start with the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, marked the first Sunday of November. Around 310 million Christians face intense persecution for their faith. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says this global day of prayer isn't just symbolic, it's vital.
They are lifting up our brothers and sisters and our Christian family in hostile areas and restricted nations. They know about this day too. They know they're being prayed for, and it is an encouragement to them.
This year's focus is on Christians in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where Islamist militants target believers as their enemy. Their attacks leave deep scars, but God is bringing healing through the love and care of his people. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And then the power of Satan is nothing compared to the power of God. When a man we'll call Ramon first heard the full gospel of Jesus, his life in Egypt was full of darkness. Eric, we met with Uncharted Ministry, says
many generations of his family have cast spells and done black magic.
In September, an Uncharted team member shared a meal with Ramon. He spoke for a long time about his spells, and the Christian man recognized his desire for purpose and power. So he told Ramon about Jesus, a real man with a book of miracles written about him.
This man sounds powerful, but he also sounds kind. This man sounds like he has great purpose for those who follow him, but it seems different than I'm aware of.
Ramon accepted Christ and burned his magic books. Pray for more people like him in Egypt and read the full story at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.